Take your holy book. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. The Bible says, "Now we beseech ye, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit or by word nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he that now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, only be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God be my help, is that on this thought, I can't believe that. Amen? I can't believe that. As we look at this today and we see the old devil and we know his tactics, and he wants to shake up saints. Amen? He wants to shake up his people. He wants to discourage us. He wants us to dissuade us. He wants us to lose our confidence. Now, if your confidence is anybody in anything besides the Lord Jesus Christ, your confidence will soon be shaken. That's just a fact. But when we put our confidence and trust in the Lord Jesus, He makes a difference. Now, we know Satan, Slewfoot, the deceiver, the accuser of the brethren. His chief weapon, praise God, is deception. He likes to deceive us. He likes to give us half-truths and help us and make us believe, praise God, that he's not really a God, and he's not really a Savior, and he's not really somebody who loves you and cares for you, but it's just all a charade. It's all make believe. But Paul begins to write to him here, and he begins to make some things clear, because some things could have never been more foggy than he ever was in the church. Amen. And we need to clear out the things, and we need to get the fog out of the church, and we need to begin to see Jesus clearly. Praise God, in the land of the air that we live. We need to see Him high and lifted up. We need to see Him as the resurrected one. We need to see Him as that one, praise God, that moved out of here and went to sit on the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and I. The one that speaks to our heart, that gives us guidance and direction, that'll help us, praise God, in troubled times. That'll lift us up when we're down, and He'll magnify us when we're on high, and He'll give us that victory, praise God, that passes all understanding. When we go through trials and tribulations, when the old devil in this old flesh and the world we live in tries to beat us down and get us low, and it makes you glad that it's during those times when God Almighty, through Jesus Christ and the sweet Spirit of God, begins to speak down in your soul, and He begins to tell you and show you that magnificent love of God. And before you know it, the sweet Spirit, praise God, is tiptoeing across your soul. Praise God, your heart is in a spirit of revival. Praise God. You may still physically and in this world may feel like way down here, but ain't you glad God can bring you out to new lofty heights? Praise God, rejoicing in what you know today to be true and to be real in the day and hour we live. Amen. the deceiver, the devil, praise God, would like to discourage us, praise God, and dissuade us from the things of truth. Paul said, hey, listen, they may be some false letters out there. Hey, it may even have my name on it, saying Paul wrote this to you. Praise God, said, if it don't line up with what God Almighty says, I want to tell you today, God don't change His mind. Amen. Bible said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. He said there may even be some messages that's sent out there that they say is from the Spirit. But praise God, He said, don't you believe it till you try it. Amen. Paul would say this, if you go back in the 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, in verse number 21, he said, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Amen. Paul knew these things was coming. He was warning us. He said there's deception everywhere. People would like to tell you that everything's okay, that your lifestyle's okay, that whatever you want to do is okay. I want to say there's some things that's not okay. There's some things that's wrong in the eyes of an almighty God. Praise God, the same things that was wrong with mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, mom and daddy, with little old young'uns, is the same things that's wrong in the eyes of God today. Amen. God will not justify iniquity. God will not justify sin. So Paul's trying to bring to their remembrance the things that they had that he had told them before. In verse number 5, he said, remember ye not. Amen. He said, don't you remember? Don't you remember the things I've told you before? Don't you remember the things I told you to watch out for? Didn't I tell you to keep your eyes wide open? Didn't I tell you to be vigilant? Didn't I tell you to prove all things and to do those things that's good, those things that's right, those things that's righteous, praise God, those things that the Lord will be pleased with? He said, didn't I tell you? Remember you not when I told you that? That when I was yet with you, I told you these things. As I told you, I tried to inform you. We need to be vigilant. We need to be watchful. We need to be paying attention, praise God, in the day and hour that we live. Because the devil is he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And praise God, listen to me. It's our responsibility to be vigilant in the hour that we live. It's our responsibility to watch out for each other. It's our responsibility, mamas and daddies, to watch out for these little children. It's up to us. It's our responsibility to keep them in a place where they can be rooted and grounded in the Word of the Lord so that they can grow in the nurture and the admonition of the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says a proverb, grow them up the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. We better instill in these little old young'uns, these little old babies, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just say this morning. It's not just here at the church house. It ought to be at a church house, and it ought to be that at my house, and it ought to be at your house, that we love one another, and we treat each other, praise God, with the love and affection that Jesus Christ Himself shows to us. I'm glad that's still present tense, ain't you? Amen. Whole devil like take it out of context and make it past tense. Hey, Jesus did love you. Jesus did care for you, but I'm going to tell you what today. Jesus still loves you. Jesus still cares for you. And He said that we should love each other like He loved us and gave Himself for the church. Amen. I'm glad Jesus gave Himself for me. I didn't deserve it, but I'm glad He did. But He said we need to be vigilant. We need to be watchful, praise God. We need to be paying attention to things that's going on. He said, hey, listen. He told him, he said, yeah. He said, the times and the seasons, praise God. We need to, praise God. We don't have the authority over that. We don't have the power over that. Because God Almighty has a prophetic plan, praise God. And everything is still in His hand. Amen. Everything is still in His hand. Look back at Acts chapter number 1. What Paul told these folks in chapter number 1, verse 6. He said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou now at this time restore again the kingdom of it to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Boy, I'm glad today that all of it's still in the power of God. It's not in the power of men. We look around this world today and it's in utter chaos. But I'm glad, praise God, that the God of heaven, your God and my God, is not a wringing his hands trying to figure out what to do next. He knows exactly who you are, knows exactly where you are, knows exactly what you need. And it's time that we just come out, praise God, put our trust in him, ask him to help us, to guide us, praise God, not look at the times and the seasons. No, not all that is in God's hands. Praise God, it don't even matter about the hell, the hell and the sleet and the snow and the rain and the sunshine. Praise God, it's still in God's control. Man, God's still trying to get our attention. They said in Georgia today they was a mediator, those things. Falling out of the sky, on fire, burning. Amen. Don't that sound familiar? Amen. Hey, God's trying to wake us up. The times of the seasons, we don't know. I don't know when the Lord comes. I don't know when this thing will be over. I don't know how much time we got. I don't know how much time you got. But we better get in and we better be ready. I pray God, because when it's time, I want Jesus to know that I'm on his side. You start seeing meteors falling out of the sky on fire. Amen. That's the stuff of biblical proportion. You see flooding for 500 years. You see earthquakes in diverse places different than before. You see all this coming to pass. You say, I'm not booking on times and seasons, but I'm trusting in Almighty God who's trying to tell us that he loves us and he wants us to help us and he wants us to get that help. We have to be determined. Have to ask God to help us. Amen. Ask him to give us the guidance and the leadership that he has that we can take it and grow in the nurtured admonition of a holy God. Amen. But the church, praise God, the church, we see it. God is still in control. And the church has a destination. Amen. Praise God, it's out of this world. The church has a destination of salvation to the saving of souls. Amen. That's our responsibility, and it's God's responsibility. Amen, praise God. He knew how we would be. He knew where we would end up. Told little kids in Bible school, praise God, that God, when he created this thing, he knew that we would be sinners. He knew that we'd be apt to defer from the path of God. He knew that we would be apt to mess up from time to time. But Jesus said, Father, go ahead and make them in the likeness and image of a holy God in three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And when it comes time, when the day is there, he said, I'll go down, praise God, and I'll be born in the flesh, and I'll grow up, praise the Lord, as a root in the offspring of David. And praise God, I'll walk that old lonely road to a place called Calvary. And I'll lay down my life for their sins. Glory, hallelujah. Took the whole sins of the world on himself. Praise the Lord. Jesus done that for you. I pray it's not about times and seasons. That's about God Almighty. And he's still in control. Amen. He's large and in charge. And don't you ever forget it. Amen. He knows where you are, who you are. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. Every minute, every day, you say, preacher, why would he let us go through all this? Because if he called you and he saved you, and you never had to endure any afflictions, if you never had any trials in this world, praise God, it wouldn't take you 2 days till you'd forget about him. I said, it wouldn't take you but 2 or 3 days till you'd forget about how good God is. Amen. I tell you, that's why we gotta be like Miss Nadine, praise God, when God does something for us. When he hears and answers prayers, when he moves on our behalf, when he moves on behalf of one of our loved ones, we better stop. Praise God, we better take some time and give God the glory. Amen. Thank him and praise him for what he hath done. Amen. People say all the time, well, preacher said, it wasn't God did that, it was the doctors. Where do you think the doctors got their wisdom? Without God, we ain't got enough sense getting out of the rain. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. What God does, he said, we are like little sheep. amen, that have gone astray. Sheep ain't got no sense. Amen. I'm not putting down sheep. They're going to God's little creatures. But they're not smart critters. Amen. If they don't have a shepherd to lead you, and you know you can't even drive sheep. Amen. They ain't got enough sense to be driven. You can't even point them in the right direction. Amen. They won't go. First time they get a track, but want to go this way and want to go that way, and they're on their own again. Amen. But they got a shepherd that leads them, comes along before them, praise God. He said, calls them, glory, hallelujah, somebody help me. He said, he calls them by their name, and he says, come and follow me. He does, shows us some aspects of the portals of glory that he's got for us today, that he wants us to see, that he wants us to enjoy, that he wants us to be partakers in right now, praise God. Today, this morning, he don't want to wait. Hey, you don't have to wait till you get there. Matter of fact, if you wait till you get there, you may miss a bunch. We better get in today. Begin to love the Lord and let Him love on us. Begin to show us His way. Begin to lead us as our Lord and our Savior. Told the church, there's a long time in my life I was saved. I know, but I was saved from guttermost to uttermost. But I did not make Him, I did not allow Him to be the Lord of my life for a long time. Even when He was calling me to preach. For about 3.5-4 years, I run just hard as I could go, trying to get out from under that load. Because I knew, hey, it's way more than this old boy could bear. It was too heavy, praise God, for me to bear. But I come to myself one day on the riverbank. I said, Lord, I ain't able to do nothing. I'm just no sorry, no account thing. I ain't got enough sense to get out of the rain. I'm just one of your little sheep, but Lord, whatever you want me to do. I'll try to do my best for you. I was a little old boy. I was scared to death to do a book report. I wouldn't get up and stand in front of people at all. You'd never got me to do this in a million years. But praise God, God Almighty come to my heart. He called me into the ministry. I began to look and I began to study and I began to learn of Him. And He began to move. And He began, hey, I began to get smaller and He began to get bigger. And I began to get smaller and He began to get larger. And all of a sudden I'm out and I'm telling people about Jesus out at the lake and we Riverville. Amen. On a Saturday night, people out there cooking out and having birthdays and everything else. And I dragged my wife and kids out there, get up on top of that little hump. Boy, we'd just worship God. Amen. Just a rire back and sing a song or two. The time or two, only the ducks was quacking. Amen. Amen. We begin to open up the Word of God and begin to expound about the magnificence of a holy and righteous God and a Savior who loved us. Well, God just begin to bless and God begin to encourage. Amen. You say, you mean them folks? I said, no, me. Amen. He encouraged me because I began to brag on Him. See what's happened to church? Let me tell you what's happened to church. We forgot to remember to brag on the Lord. Paul would tell him here in verse number 5, he said, remember you not when I was with you and I told you these things. He said, time to brag on the Lord. It's time to lift Him up. It's not the dating. It's not the putting together times and seasons. He said, but it's magnifying God. Praise God. Looking for so great a salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. Look at verse 13. He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and a belief of the truth. He said, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. I don't know about you today, but I'm a firm believer. Hey, I don't know all that I need to know about that blessed old book, but I know the Savior. I know that Jesus loved me, and He come to seek and save old sinners, as Paul would say, of whom I am chief. Come to me on that Wednesday night, 1976, saved me by His marvelous grace, wrote my name down, well, glory, in the Lamb's book of life, and I ain't been the same since. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, what a Savior. Praise God, He come to church. Church had a destination. Praise His holy name. And what did Jesus, it wasn't a destination of judgment, but it's a destination of salvation. Amen. Now, we will stand one day at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of what we did since we've been saved. That's how we're going to attain to our rewards. Rewards laid up in heaven for bragging on Jesus. Amen. I will keep us just as plain and simple this morning as we can. The rewards that we lay up in heaven are those from bragging on Jesus, from lifting up the Lord, from being a witness of Christ. Amen. And the Heavenly Father, our God, the good God Jehovah that we serve today, God Father, God the Son, and God the sweet Holy Spirit that speaks to our hearts. Bless His name. Aren't you glad that's that way? Amen. But Paul said, praise God, the church has a destination. It's that destination of glory. No judgments are coming to the church. He said the church will be, praise God, it'll be delivered out of judgment. Hey, it's our sins that brought judgment upon us. He said our sins have been, we've been delivered from our sins because of Jesus Christ. That blood He shed on Calvary. Praise God, you say I'm not a sinner anymore. Yeah, we're sinners saved by grace. Amen. The blood's been applied. We ought to be repentant. Amen. Repentance is still a thing. A little old preacher told me one time up on the mountain, was preaching years ago down in Madison County after Sunday school. We was sitting there. Now that's a little different breed down there. You know, after Sunday school, they'd have to go out and take them a smoke and take them a dip. Praise God. Listen, there's a place and time for that, and it's not the house of God. But I'm going to tell you, while they was doing that, I was sitting there reading. He said, preacher, I've come to conclusion. I don't have to repent anymore. I sat there a little while and just kept reading. He was waiting on me to recognize what he said. I didn't say nothing. He said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, I'll just tell you this. When I was an old lost sinner, I didn't realize I needed to repent. And if I'm not going to, if I'm not going to repent no more as a saved man than I did as an old lost sinner. Amen. I realize now my need for repentance. I realize now when God convicts my heart and shows me I'm wrong, that He's right. Praise God, I have to repent of that. I said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. And I take that old sin and I get rid of it. I chuck it. Praise God. I turn away from it. I turn my back on it. And I don't go back. But you know what we do so many times? We get to looking over our shoulder. You get looking over your shoulder, your sin will catch up with you. Amen. I said, if you get the looking over your shoulder, your sin will catch up with you. Those old bad habits that you used to have, they'll sneak up on you. You get the looking back. That's why we need to stay focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, focused on the portals of glory, praise God, walking in that straight and narrow path. Amen. Leads to righteousness. Leads into the portals of glory. Because the church wasn't destined for tougher. For judgment. It was destined for salvation. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. Verse 9-10, look what it says. He said, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned. Now watch this. Turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now watch this, verse number 10. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. He said, we're not looking for judgment, young'uns. I praise God. Listen, we're looking for deliverance. And deliverance comes from a deliverer. And that deliverer's name is Jesus Christ. He delivers us from our sins. Praise God. Brings us out of the iniquities and gives us a solid stance in the presence of a holy God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, in verse number 9, he says this. He said, for God hath not appointed us, that's me and you, that's believers, to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, we're not, there's not a human being in this world that is appointed to wrath. Praise God, we're desired and we're longed to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. God has made it that way. He said, we're not supposed to be falling under the wrath of this whole world and the wickedness thereof. We're supposed to come into the loving relationship of Jesus Christ. Second coming of the Lord, when He calls us out of here, praise God, we're going to be ready. Boy, what an exciting time that's going to be. I'm looking for the rapture of the church, ain't you? I'm looking for the rupture. I'm looking for the rapture. And then you think it's a rupture anymore because there's so much falling away. There's so much deception. People tell me all the time. I hear it just about every day. Well, preacher, I don't need to go to church. Amen. See, somebody that says that probably needs it more than anybody else. We all need church. We all need the Word of God. We all need the fellowship. Amen. We can't walk this walk alone. We need somebody to help us along the way, praise God. And that somebody was the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul would go on in 2 Thessalonians in chapter number 2. And he said, and I read in your hearing earlier, he said, now we beseech you, brethren. Now, brethren means he's talking to born-again believers, those that believe on Christ. He said, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. He's talking about the rapture right there. He's talking about people, those that are ready to go out of here. When that trump and that shout goes out, we're ready to step out, praise God, of this universe and go home to be with Him. Amen. He said, well, preacher, my home's just down the road, praise God. My home's over in Wheatfield, praise God. My house. But that ain't my home. My home, praise God, is in glory. My home is with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm looking for His appearing. Amen. He said, those that are looking for Him will see Him when He comes. He said, there'll be a call and a shout and to come up hither. Come away, my beloved, come away, and we'll lose gravitation. We'll go out of here, praise God. But then he goes on and says that we're not appointed to judgment. We read in your hearing, praise God, look what he says in verse number 8. Of 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. He said, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. That right there shows you that the Lord's still in charge. Amen. The world like that, well, you know, God ain't as real as He used to be. God ain't as prominent as He used to be. God ain't as powerful as He used to be. God's still in control. God's still in charge. God's still calling on sinners. The greatest miracle that you'll ever see is Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit speaking to your soul. Amen. Pray God from your mind to your soul to convict you and show you a sinner so that you can be saved. Amen. Greatest miracle ever take place is salvation of a sinner. Amen. He said, and then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy, now watch this, with the brightness of his coming. That's the rapture in two. That's the second coming of the Lord in two stages, two phases. Right here in one chapter, Paul lays it out for us. He said there's going to be a rapture and it'll come up hither, and the church is going to go out. He said then the Lord God Almighty, I pray God, after the time of trouble, after a time of judgment on a lost and dying world, a world that refuses and rejects God, said Jesus Christ is going to step out. He said, come on, youngins, let's go. We're going back. Amen. Praise God. This ain't popular preaching no more. People don't want to preach the truth. People might offend somebody. Somebody don't believe in the rapture. Somebody don't believe the Bible. Somebody that don't want the truth. But praise God, I love the Bible. I love the truth, and I love the truth of the Bible. Praise God. And Paul lays it out here. He said, these old deceivers, the old devil, he wants to sow confusion, praise God, in the church, trying to tell folks, there's no use waiting around, there's no use getting ready, there's no use looking up, things has already happened, praise God, let me tell you, God Almighty says here, he said, there's going to be a day, we're going to go out, those that are looking for the Lord's going to see him face to face, and then there's going to come that second coming, when he comes to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine when everything in this world is put under His feet? Amen. Praise God. The rebellion, the Antichrist. There's many, many Antichrists in this world today. They're everywhere. I can't believe that. Could you? Amen. As much gospel as went out, but over half of this country, half of this, the United States, praise God, is lost without God. He said, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. It's a fact. Amen. They're God deniers, God rejecters, people that say, I don't need God. They're unbelievers. They won't accept Lord Jesus Christ. But the Spirit, praise God, of God, He's still in this world. He's still ministering. He's still speaking to hearts. Amen. He's still keeping God's program on schedule. God's got a schedule. Do you know that? Amen. It's way bigger than our schedule. It would blow our mind. You know, we've got our little schedule. We've got our little calendars, you know, on the refrigerator at the house. Amen. And we put our schedule on there, I mean, every day. Some days it's so full, there ain't enough room to write it all on there. Amen? And what we think, well, we got so much to do, we are so busy. You ought to see God's calendar. Amen? You ought to see God's calendar, praise God. He keeps perfect records. He keeps every document, everything that you see and think, praise God, everything that you do, God pins or down. You think you've got a hard time, praise God, think about God. But He does it because He loves you. Amen? Keeps a perfect record on every one of us because He loves us. He cares for us. And He's looking for a glorious day that He can call us home to be with Him. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. What a day that'll be. Amen? But God is still in program. Praise God. The Spirit of God's still working in this world. And I'm glad it's that way. Amen? He said, but one day, He said, he that letteth will let will be taken out of the way. That sweet Spirit of God, one day, He said, can you imagine? I was coming up the road, and I thought a while ago, I thought, can you imagine when the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, that's holding back the forces of evil on me and you in this world, when He's taken out of the way. And wickedness is just allowed to have its reign. People say, well, tribulation can't really be that bad. It can't get that bad. I'm going to tell you, friend, it's going to be a whole lot worse than anything you ever imagined. Because the Holy Spirit of God is going to be withdrawn. Amen. Praise God. That's going to go out of here. We're going to need this world's going to need all the help it can get. But I'm glad before that happens, there's going to be a shout and a trump, and I'll come up hither, and I'm going to go bye-bye to this world. I'm going to go be with Jesus. Amen. But boy, we need to pray. We need to lift folks up. We need to be careful. Amen. We need to be aware of prophets with false information. Amen. Those that contradict the Word of God, the things that He's already said. Hello? There's a whole lot of that God's already said. Look what Paul wrote here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 15. He said, therefore, brethren, he said, because all this thing, because it's already been revealed, because I already told you before, because you already ought to know this. He said, therefore, brethren, as he's speaking to the born again believers again, he said, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Amen. Paul said, listen, what you got to do, he said, you got to take a stand, you got to stand now, and stand on God's precious word. That's the most important thing we have today is the Word of God. And we got to stand on the Word of God. Amen? Got to stand on the Word of God. That way you don't fall from the devil's lies. Amen? You know how they tell, in the banks, they tell you, and I know you've heard this before, when they're teaching new tellers to try to intercept counterfeit bills, when they're trying to teach them to recognize counterfeit money, they spend hours and hours and days and sometimes even weeks at a time. And you know what they do? They handle the real thing. Amen. They never touch a counterfeit bill. They don't know what it feels like. They don't know what it smells like. They don't even know what it looks like. But they handle that real thing, that real money. Amen. They handle the real thing. They handle it. They touch it. They smell it. They feel it. And they know it. They know instantaneously, praise God, when a counterfeit ends up in their hands. Amen. A red flag goes off because, hey, this is unfamiliar. I don't know this. Amen. That's the way we ought to be as Christians today, praise God. We ought to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. So when those things that's unfamiliar come along, praise God, in order to get our attention, stand with the Word of God, praise God. You won't fall for the devil's lies. The devil's full of lies. It said verse number 9, said, even him whose coming is after working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Why do people perish? He said, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. I mean, that's why people perish, because they won't receive the truth. They don't want the truth. People don't want the truth. Paul said, he said, come in the last day, said, they told Timothy, said, heap to himself teachers having itching ears. Just tell me something sweet. Tell me how lovely I am. Tell me how good I'm looking. Amen. Tell me the good things that I'm doing as I try to work my way through. Amen. Salvation belongs to the Lord. He goes on and says, in verse number 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. They shall believe a lie. Notice they're not believers, they're they, those that are unbelievers. Those that won't receive the things of God. Those that don't desire the things of God. He said we need to be careful. Amen. I can't believe that. That they would allow this stuff to come in undetected. We ought to be like those bankers with those counterfeit bills. We ought to know the truth so well in our hearts. But praise God, when that false stuff comes up, I tell you what I can do. I can take my King James Bible, and I get that listening to other preacher on the radio and something, and the first time they read out of these one of these perversions, well, my ears poke up. I look like Spock. So wait a minute. Something's missing here. Amen. So that's not my Bible. My Bible, Word of God, 1611, praise God, the Word of God, King James Version. It speaks to your heart, praise God, it is the truth. We can believe it, amen. But the devil's lies, praise God, we should be able to pick them out because we know who Jesus is, amen. But praise God, we can begin to see God's at people and they can face the future because we know who it is. I can't believe that people's not preparing themselves. I can't believe that people are not preparing themselves for the future. Our future's bright. Amen. The devil will paint us a dismal picture of the things that's going wrong in this world. But let me tell you something that's going right. People are being saved by the marvelous grace of God. He's still having mercy on old sinners every day, calling them unto salvation. Praise God. We can face the future because we have a blessed assurance in Jesus Christ our Savior. Precious Word of God tells us who He is, what He is, and what He's able to do. What He's able to accomplish in you and me if we'll just let Him. Amen. We have that blessed assurance. Not only we have that blessed assurance, we have hope. Amen. That hope, that's faith with a higher expectation. Man, my faith's plumb out of this world. Hey, glory, hallelujah. One day I'm going to fly away and be with Him where He's at. Not only do we have assurance and hope, but we have comfort. We can take comfort from the Word of God, praise God, because of who He is. Paul would say in verse 16 and 17 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, "So now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us, hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through His marvelous grace." Amen. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And we've got somebody on our side because of who Jesus Christ is. That unfailing grace of God that ministers to our hearts each and every day. And He's wanting to minister to your hearts today if you'll let Him. I can't believe we wouldn't want to let God be the primary emphasis in our lives. The primary driving force, praise God, that's going to move us along. And one day He's going to usher us into the portals of glory. He said, "Preacher, you believe? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't this morning, I'd close up the book, I'd zip her up, go to the house, put her on a shelf, and never look back." But I'm telling you this morning, praise God, I believe it irrequivocally that God Almighty has saved me by His marvelous grace. Jesus Christ loves me. He's gone to prepare me a place. And one day He's going to call me home. And I'm going to go be with Him where He is. Can you only imagine? Hey, I can only imagine. Like that song said, I can only imagine what heaven's going to be like. But boy, I tell you what, I ain't going to imagine getting there because I'm going. Amen. I got a blessed assurance. I'm like Sis said a while ago, I know, praise God, my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when this all thing's all said and done, amen, but we better be ready. I can't believe these people living in the world. I can't believe these people all around this community that's not ready, that's not getting in, that's not being saved, not attending church, not looking for the Lord. I can't believe that. It blows my mind. Because number one, they don't have assurance. They don't have hope. They don't have no comfort. They don't have a consoler. They don't have somebody to help them. They don't have somebody they can call upon. They don't have a refuge from the storms. What do you do when you find out you've got aggressive cancer? What do you do when you find out you've got congestive heart failure? What do you do when you find out that your youngins is a terminally ill? What do? We call on the Lord. We call on the Lord, praise God. We make sure that we and our children, our loved ones, praise God, our acquaintances are saved and ready to go to heaven. I can't believe the day and hour we live. in the technology day that we are, that we live, that people are not saved, not getting in by the boatloads, because it's this thing's winding down. It's almost over. When you start seeing the meteors falling out of the sky and them a flame of fire, amen, it can't get much clearer than that. Amen? It can't get much clearer than that. This thing's about to wind up. It's about finished. And I wouldn't, it, they wouldn't be nobody would be left behind. I can't believe that there'd be anybody that would want to stay here and go through the trials that's going to come to this world. It's coming soon. Man, you say, preacher, how can we miss it? How can we bypass that? By coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. By trusting in His death, burial, and His resurrection. That He died, and at the third day He rose victorious over over death and the grave. Amen. He died, He was buried, and He rose again. Because God said so. And I believe it. Do you?